My name is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. The Ward 20 by-election is in 20 days with 23 candidates on the ballot, with two of those candidates having strong opinions on the current state of the city. Both have a long history of advocacy and political inclinations. Corey David is a candidate in this by-election who has also run in the last general election. In the 2022 general election, David finished in 6th place with 615 votes. Before running for political offices, David was involved with community living in the Toronto District School Board, working with and supporting people with intellectual disabilities. David first got involved in politics 7 years ago, where he says he, quote, organized with a socialist group by running educational mediation, demonstrations, strike support, and intervening in political bodies, unquote. One of David's major platforms is around transportation. He says that the, quote, congestion is insane, and it will take major intervention to get fixed, the intervention being from the provincial and federal government. David says that the issue of transit will take a while, and to invest in alternative ways around the city in the meanwhile.
But there are things we can do in the meantime to try and facilitate better movement through the city and try to create more hubs, I guess, around the city, especially in Scarborough. I mean, we have some hubs, community areas and markets and stuff, but I think there should be more focus on that, as well as getting alternative ways to get around the city, like biking, through setting up more trails in Scarborough and getting more bike paths. Like, there's no bike path on Kingston Road past Warden, Victoria Park, and I don't know why that is. Same thing with the further east in the ward. As well.
David's other major platform is surrounding the current housing crisis with a focus on Ward 20. David says to fix the housing crisis, his focus is on, quote, revitalizing public and social housing. He says the other major issue is with whom profits from the crisis.
We are in a housing crisis. I know people are paying $3,000 rents for two-bedroom apartments, and that's just insane. So housing would be the first one, a focus on revitalizing social housing, like cooperatives and public housing that have just been completely forgotten. And also to confront the people that are making a lot of money off of people's need for a place to live. It amounts to me to extortion, and I think we need to address what's going on with the system and the way it works, who has the means to benefit from the needs of others. And we need to look at that because as a government, I mean, we are responsible. We should be responsible to the people we represent, and we should be trying to protect them from predators and such things. I mean, like people who are preying on them economically.
Another candidate has a different but related platform when it comes to transportation and housing. Kevin Rupesing, one of the 23 candidates, ran in the last general election like David. Rupesing placed third with 3,208 votes to the previous Ward 20 councillor Gary Crawford's 8,216. Affordable housing and transit are two parts of his platform he has a focus on. He says that, quote, issues around housing and transit are complex and intertwined, unquote. He says that the infrastructure and cost is an important factor for people to choose where they live.
The issues around housing and transit, they affect people here in many different ways. And these are obviously very complex and intertwined issues, right? People choose where they live based on the infrastructure they have available to them. Some people have shape their lives around having, you know, the Scarborough Line 3 there available for them because that's how they get to work and how their kids get to university or whatever it might be. And now that that line is derailed and we're going to be on shuttle buses for 10 years because our previous council did not make a plan for what's going to happen when this line shuts down, people are questioning their entire life decision about why they settled in this particular area.
Rupesing has a history with and helped found one advocacy group in the city around safety and transportation. He has participated with Progress Toronto, Cycle Toronto, and TTC Riders. He has also helped found the group Danforth Kingston for All, a group that wants the area, quote, to be safer, more inviting, and more accessible for all, regardless of their method of travel. Rupesing says that when it comes to safety in Toronto, that the city council can move a lot faster.
I've seen how political leadership in other parts of the city has moved forward on this issue and actually helped eliminate, you know, neighbors and friends and family members of people in our community that are being killed. And I've worked with families who've lost loved ones, and it's really quite appalling. These are regular days that start out like any other, and folks are just waiting for their loved ones to come home. And I think it's something the city could move forward on much quicker, and it would help give people the confidence that they could walk or bike or take transit or leave the car at home for some of their local trips, whether it's getting their kids to school or going to the pharmacy. I mean, it's, you know, saving lives is critically important. But
for more information on the candidates, their platforms, and policies can be found on their respective websites.